2. Value all your resources. I was in India visiting Kolkata to strengthen ties with my company's textile suppliers there. It was my first experience making that kind of trip. I was wide-eyed and thrilled to be discovering new people and new places so far from home. I took a car from the airport to my hotel on an undersized, ridiculously crowded road. Bicycles, goats, transport trucks, wooden wagons, and everything in between shared the narrow, winding strip of pavement. At first, the frequent horn honking seemed uncomfortably rude, until I started to see that it was an essential safety feature. The honking was not chaotic, it was expected communication meant to warn slower travelers on 2 wheels or 2 feet that they were about to be passed. I began to understand why driving is a trained profession there, not for the faint of heart. During my visit, I spent one day with a local tour guide. He was officially trained in the history and monuments of the city. He wanted to show me the high points and the tourist attractions, what he knew and what he was proud of. I had a different goal: to continue to learn about poverty around the world. I wanted to see the daily life of real citizens in the city. Because he couldn't resist showing me the high points, I obliged. We went from place to place in our air-conditioned car, learning the history of the city. After a few monument visits and some more persuasive discussion, I prevailed, and we went off the main roads into the alleys and back streets of the city. We saw homeless people sleeping in formerly grand buildings from colonial days. We visited markets with stomach-threatening smells. We stepped into religious places and ceremonies I didn't understand. We saw skilled artisans working with ceramics in small shops down narrow alleys and corridors. Perhaps my guide was starting to believe that I honestly did want to see the real city. After all that, he took me to a slum. It was a shanty town along and down the banks of an urban ravine. Much to my surprise, pockets of this shanty town looked decidedly industrial. There were large...